heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
It's time for another episode of Mike Talks Funny, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment. On tonight's show, comedian Theo Cruikshank, this week's comedy rundown, and music from the 1984 draft. And now, here he is, the neckbeard with more neck than beard, Mike Shay! Hello, hello, hello. What is going on, podcast land? It's me, it's Mike Shay. It's your host of Mike Talks Funny. You know that already because you just heard the guy being me, tell you that. But hey, we are back for the second half of season 3. I hope you guys enjoyed your break. Hope you enjoyed the holidays, the new year, all that good stuff. I turned 30 while we were gone, and I'm still not okay with it. I want to thank everyone who did come out to the Laugh for a Cure comedy show, breast cancer awareness and charity show that we did at Bojangles Nightclub in West Carrollton over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, everybody who came out. Make sure you guys are following me on all the social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Mike Shay Comedy. You'll be able to get all the updates of where I'm going to be next. Also, make sure you check out my website, MikeShayComedy.com, for more information there. What's been going on with me since we've been gone? What changes have we made? Well, we've got a lot more guests coming out this part of the season. Also, we're going to be running the show longer than we originally planned on. The last couple years, we've taken our summer season finale break in April. This year, it looks like we're going to be taking the break at the beginning of June to give you guys more shows, more episodes, more guests, more music. And we've got a great slew of guests coming up for you this part of season 3. We're going to have guys like Max Weinstein, Don Owen, Sarah Fatimi, Joe Kingston, John Gibson, Scotty Mays, Ray Jackson, Dakota Clark, and so many more. We are reaching out to other parts of the country, getting in a lot of guests from Canada, Hawaii, Los Angeles, just all over the place. But it's the first show back from the break, so I would be remiss if I didn't have a guest from the Dayton area today. I've got Theo Cruikshank. Theo, Theodore, TJ, Teddy, whatever you want to call him, is a great guy, a great comedian. Believe it or not, the first time that I ever performed at Wiley's, I brought him up on stage. He followed me. And that was literally the last time I saw him until it was time to do this interview. I had a lot of fun with this interview. It was a great conversation. Theo is a great dude. He's a great comedian. Make sure you guys check him out as well. We've also got music from the 1984 draft on today's show, and you guys are really going to enjoy them as well. We put together quite a second half of season 3 for you guys. So what else is new? Well, if you guys are not already, make sure that you are following and supporting the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. We have modified some of the stuff now. We got rid of some of the bigger reward levels because they didn't quite fit the feel of the show. So there's now a $1, a $5, and a $10 reward level. If you join the $1 reward level, folks, you also can now get a free Mike Talks Funny sticker. That's right, we've got some bitchin' stickers for you guys. And, as always, we've got t-shirts for Mike Talks Funny and the rest of Eventide Entertainment provided for us by Shadow Magic. What is Shadow Magic? Well, take a listen to this.
Goths.
metalheads, Wiccans, vampires. If there's one thing they all have in common, it's they're all black wardrobes. And nothing is a bigger enemy of black clothing than the endless summertime heat. But fear not, Shadow Magic is here to alleviate your suffering. Original symbolic design set in light-colored clothing lets you be yourself without the heatstroke. Go to shadowmagic.online and use the promo code HOLODARK to receive 15% off your entire order at Shadow Magic Store. Shadow Magic, represent the darkness without melting in the sun. So make sure you guys go to shadowmagic.online and use the promo code MTF10, that's MTF10, and get 10% off your checkout at the end of the shopping procedure process thing. I had that scripted. I went off book. It didn't sound good. Anyway, now that we're back and we're doing stuff, guys, it's going to be a great year. Great year 2019. So, sad to report, I did not win Best Local Comedian for Dayton for 2018. However, the winner, Scotty Mays, is a friend of the show and a friend of this host. And we love him, and he more than deserves it. So, congrats to Scotty Mays. Thank you so much to everybody who did nominate me and who did vote for me. I really do appreciate it. You know, maybe at the end of 2019, we'll see. But we're going to have Scotty Mays on the show later this season to talk about it. But hey, enough about what's coming up later this year. Let's talk about what's happening tonight. Like I said, we got music from the 1984 draft. We've got comedian Theo Cruikshank on the show. Coming up a little bit later, we'll have the comedy rundown letting you know all the best places to go see stand-up comedy here in Dayton, Ohio. So you guys want to stick around for that. We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, my conversation with Theo Cruikshank. You guys do not want to miss this one. I say that every week, and I mean it every week. We'll be right back after these messages from Eventide Entertainment.
Hello there, my name is Wallace J. Crumplebottom, and when it's early in the morning, there's nothing that gets me ready for a long day of bean counting quite like a good breakfast. And there's no better breakfast than a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads. Take it from me, I'm British, so I must know what I'm talking about. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 a.m. for a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment.
Hey guys, Mike Shea here. In 2017, my father passed away after a year-long battle with FLT3 leukemia, a rare and aggressive form of blood cancer. But he wasn't alone. Every 3 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with a form of blood cancer. And despite all the medical progress of the modern age, more than a third of blood cancer patients still don't survive 5 years after their diagnosis. You can help end the suffering by donating to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They are the leading edge of cures for all forms of blood cancer. They provide free, highly specialized information, education, and support. In 2015, they provided over $41.8 million to patients in the U.S. To donate, simply go to facebook.com/MikeShayComedy and click the Learn More button. Every little bit helps. For more information, go to www.lls.org.
Want to know where to find the best hidden musical gems on the internet? Mike Shea and Robert Yetter have got you covered. Tune in Wednesday nights at 5 p.m. for the latest episode of Track Record, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Mike Talks Funny. We're here in the green room of Wiley's Comedy Club once again with, okay, so do I call you Theodore, TJ, Theo, Ted?
I'll take them all.
All right, TJ Cruikshank, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Named after a very famous magical cat in Harry Potter. That's a nerd joke.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, man?
Very good.
Good, good, good to have you on, finally.
So which clan would you be in Harry Potter? And don't say Gryffindor.
No, God, no, I'm a Hufflepuff. According to the internet, I'm a potato. So, fucking, I did the Pottermore thing and everything.
Yeah, I turned up Hufflepuff too.
Did you, man? Everybody in this fucking town turns into a Hufflepuff. Everybody in my family except my sister. She's a Slytherin. That fits.
Intentional or?
Because she's super quiet, and you can't trust the quiet ones, man. They're always the menacing ones.
They are. They're scheming.
They are always.
What about you, man? You got anything going on? You scheming anything right now?
Yeah, right now I'm actually transitioning into trying to do this full time, although I'm not getting paid full time. You know, right. I'm trying to go out hitting mics, travel around. And I've been doing MCing stuff like for 3CDC down in Cincinnati, down at Fountain Square, Washington Park, that kind of stuff. And I'm right at the point where I think I'm ready to start. I want to start putting on shows. You know, I'm performing and I'm kind of learning. I want to start to learn kind of on the job training kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of in the works for me to maybe get out and start producing some stuff.
Have you done a lot of hosting?
I've done a lot of hosting for not comedy hosting. No. I've done hosting for like the city, you know.
Oh, okay.
Events.
But like event hosting Square nonetheless.
Live. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of those skills are transferable. Yeah. Well, I mean, not every comedian can host. You can be a good comedian, but you can still be a crappy host. So it's kind of got to blend
really
those
seen
a little
it that
bit.
Way,
really?
Yeah.
I think you could be a good host, but if you're not funny, but if you're good at generating hype, that's a good host.
Yeah. You got to be able to build the energy, sustain it, continue the momentum.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it is.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
I started in April of 2015.
Okay.
So this is like 3.5 years for me.
Right on.
Yeah.
How's it been?
That's why I'm in awe. And you have 13 years. My God. I'm like, what?
It's 13 years, but that's also 13 years of half-assing it and performing at school talent shows and just, yeah. I didn't start taking it seriously until the last, like, five.
So when you were in high school, did you call yourself a comedian?
Oh, of course I did. I was an arrogant fucking 16-year-old. I did one. My first show was great. I'm fucking expert at this shit, man. Yeah. Hey, Mike, you want to come perform at this thing? Yeah, I fucking do. Why isn't anybody laughing? I thought I was, like, the best in the world. But
here comes the comic. Everybody make
Jesus
way.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Did you get two lockers? Did you get an extra locker for that? You should have. You totally should have gotten an extra locker.
So have you been doing it here in this area the whole time?
I've been doing it in Cincinnati. I come from Florence, Kentucky. Ooh. So, yeah. I usually work out of the northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. But the first kind of getting out came to Dayton and loved it, man. I just love the people here. I've honestly probably do almost the same amount of shows up here that I do down there, maybe just a little less.
Well, it's a good part of the area where you can really divide your time well, you know, that northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Dayton, and even getting into Columbus. It's a good area for that.
There's a lot of shows to be had just around Columbus, like you said, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton. I mean, you can find a show every single night.
Mm-hmm.
Even on nights when there's not stuff in Cincinnati, there'll be stuff up here. So, yeah, I really dig it, man.
It's
I love
fun,
it.
Man.
Plus, it's like creepy as hell out there, man. Like, I love just walking. Like, it's, I might get mugged, might get a BJ. You know, it's going to be a good day.
In the same night, like, just walk into your car.
You're going to have some activity.
From the same person. It could happen.
It really could.
So, one thing I've been asking everybody, because we're at the beginning of the new year, is not so much New Year's resolutions, but as a comedian, have you set yourself any goals for 2019?
I have, actually. I'm trying to become more clean.
Okay.
I'm trying to be clean.
A lot of comics have said that.
But I emphasize the trying, which you, by the way, wouldn't suspect from a guy who's got an MA and a BS in pastoral leadership and ministry. But it is... Turns out I can say the F-bomb really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So now I got to kind of cool it down. Like, whoa, you know, people are like, is he still saved? like, I don't know, but it's fun.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of comics say this year they're trying to go more clean. Because I think a lot of people this year are kind of, especially with everything that's gone down in the last year between... you know, James Gunn and what happened with Kevin Hart and everyone's kind of starting to feel that whole, like, if this is what it's going to take, you know,
exactly.
You never know what's going to happen in 10 years. And
exactly. And you might end up like, I know, especially, you know, having these degrees. I mean, I got people calling me out on the regular and I'm just like, oh, well,
don't you have a, yeah, I do. But you know.
Yeah. Oh, well,
so going more clean, you know, that, is it more of a just trying to open yourself up to more shows, or is it just something where, because some people, I know a couple guys have just sat back and listened to their set and been just like, wow, I'm dirty.
Yeah. and that's been me. It's more, I know what I'm capable of, but you know, the anxiety so much when you first start that I do a lot of body humor very well that is incredibly awkward to do in front of a lot of people. So I'm working my way up and getting actually this set I'm about to do tonight. It's 5 minutes. It's all clean. It's a body humor. It's going to be doing a lot of weird stuff. And who knows? I might eat a dick. So or it could be great. So
oh, that's one or the great. Other, man. Let's talk about being clean, eating dicks. All right.
Yeah. Trying to be clean and eat a dick. Clean
so
dick.
For a lot of comics, there's like with anybody in any career, but especially comics, we always have that one like that hill we're trying to climb on top of, whether it's the Netflix special, whether it's 5 minutes on Conan, whether it's paid regular or something like that. Is there a hill you're trying to reach long term?
There is actually, but it's different in that I want to be able to run comedy or produce comedy or be somehow a part of comedy that's primary focus is outward, like giving. So like all the proceeds, it's run like a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to do a nonprofit like that, which you couldn't do alcohol and stuff like that. And there's complications, but I feel like that's going to help people get into the clubs. We have trouble getting people into the clubs. Yeah. And if they feel like they're doing something with that money beyond just the experience, I feel like that's going to draw more people in. So I really want to kind of build up to whatever that is, where whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And so if that looks like me being a part of doing some acting or, you know, doing podcasts, producing shows, I don't know.
Just getting out there and well,
just getting out there and getting it. Yeah.
And that's
I want, so here's the thing. So I am retired from the military.
Okay.
And I'm retired from the United States Postal Service.
Oh.
So I'm doing this only because this is what I love to do. This is my heart. You know what I mean? And so that's going to generate funds and revenues. What are we going to do with that? I mean, it's great to be rich and all that, but I'd rather hook people up and sort of take the art a little further. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And especially focusing on clean stuff and, I don't know, what you call it, altruism or something, you know?
Well, yeah. I saw a post or something on Facebook the other day was talking about, like, you know, the fact that billionaires exist is frightening. Because if you think about how much money $1 billion really is,
I know.
And for someone to be multiple people out there who make multi-billion dollars in a year, but then so you look sick. At how the rest of people are having to live these days, like, that level, the difference in the mm-hmm. amount of wealth, amount of, you know, income people have is so jarring. And so, like you said, yeah, it's nice to be filthy rich, but at the same time, it's like, what else could you really do with that money?
Right.
If you could be that successful and still help unfuck somebody's situation.
Yes.
That's a great
exactly.
That's a great thing to do, man.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I want to aim. I want to be able to kind of just give back, man. You know, I'm blessed to be able to have this opportunity. I'm not going to be greedy with it at all, man. You know
that's
what
great.
I mean?
So. That's so great. And God, we need more of that. We really do. Not to get sappy on a comedy show, but man, we need more of that.
Yeah, man.
These days.
Hell yeah.
It's not enough. It's enough.
There's so many negative headlines about comedians and this bad negative connotation with comedy clubs, and it's keeping
just
quote unquote decent folks out.
Just when we're starting to get respect back. Like, I felt like in the last 5 years, comedians were really starting to get, like it was back in the 70s and the 80s, we're starting to come back into our own again. And then we just had some swings and some misses, especially in this last year.
I know.
And it hurts.
Been some big heavy hits, especially, you know, with the down local, you know, down in Kentucky. That kind of stuff going on, you mentioned.
I think CK was the big one.
CK,
CK's fall from grace, her, and it's not getting better.
No, it's not. And it's like his personality to be unapologetic about that. So it's sort of clashing, but he is actually my favorite comedian, believe it or not. I
know,
can't say
I
that out
it.
Loud now because people judge me
it.
Immediately.
One of my favorite actors is Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
It's like one of my favorite comedy films of the last 10 years is Horrible Bosses. That movie is ridiculous, and Kevin Spacey is ridiculously funny in that movie.
Yeah.
I can't watch it the same way anymore.
No. And do you feel like that you can enjoy like the art and yet sort of not, you know?
Yes, I know. You like I can, like, okay, Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Fantastic perfect. Filmmaker, fantastic actor. Raging Douche. Anti-Semitic? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does that change the fact that his movies are really good? No, it just makes you like, I like your films, Mel, I don't like you.
Right.
Yeah, same with Bohemian Rhapsody. Bryan Singer, the director, in a lot of hot water right now. Is the movie great? I think so. But there's a level of separation between the person. Is Louis C.K. really funny? Yes, he is. Is he also a terrible person? Yeah. Yes,
exactly.
But then you hear about some of the stuff he's been doing at the Comedy Cellar lately, and you're just kind of like, Louis, oh, no, buddy.
Man, you're just like, come on, you could just maybe a little, just a little compassion.
You're better than that, Louis. Right. I mean, I know you were trapping women in your hotel and jerking it in front of them, but you're better than the jokes you're telling, man. That's exactly. A weird thing to think, but you look at the Oscars this year is going to go without a host. Because everybody nowadays, it's so easy to drag up people's past that everyone's like, what have I done and forgotten about in the past that's going to be drug up? And
it's this digital fingerprint that we got. And, I grew up in the 80s. So, when it started coming out, I was very skeptical of Facebook, man. I was late to get on Facebook. I'm like, plus I was in the military. So I was like already kind of like, right. Uncle Sam's watching me here. I don't know what I'm
saying. Now they're watching everybody.
right. So, yeah, I was a little bit late on the game, man. But, man, I see how much people just put their garbage out there and all that. And I'm just like, well, so where's the meaning of any of that? Like, so why are you even doing this? Like, is it bringing you happiness? Or is it just bringing division and hate?
I'm part of that generation that's like, I'm going to Instagram my food because I want everybody to know that I had mac and cheese for dinner. Because whatever, I need that. I'm a comedian. I need people to pay attention to me.
Right.
When I'm not being paid attention to and shown appreciation, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. But there's those people, those couples who like air their couple dirty laundry on Facebook. I'm like, can y'all not, please?
Oh, no, it's just so awkward, especially when you're friends with both of them.
Yes.
Or they get a divorce or something. You're like, oh my God.
Oh, what am I going to do?
You feel like you got to pick one?
Can y'all just argue in the kitchen then have angry revenge sex afterwards like a normal couple, please?
Please. Man. There's so much going on, man, on Facebook. I try and stay off of it most of the time. Just post my stuff, look at stuff, and move on, man. Got to keep it moving on social media. You get stuck real quick, man.
Rabbit
holes and
I get
articles.
Into fights with guys I don't even know about. Whether or not Blade Runner is a masterpiece of a film, so that's but I live in my mom's basement, so it's fine. At this point, I'm just embracing who I am.
So is the basement filled with theater equipment?
It's a basement where there's like one wall covered in like Deadpool calendars and Batman flags, and over here you got Judas Priest heavy metal flags, and over here you got like movie.
It's like I almost can see the whole thing. Did you have like a hanging chair basket thing too at one point?
No, I didn't have that.
You
but
should have, it would have totally rocked in
great.
That.
Yeah, I do have my own bathroom, which is nice. But.
It's called the drain.
It is called the drain. Yeah, just making it.
So how's my clean working out? Well, I'll start setting my goals for 2020.
It's like, well, all right. Well, failed that one.
give me a mulligan.
Man, I got a good feeling about 2019 for a lot of people.
I do.
I think 2018 was kind of a wake-up year for everybody realized, it's like Shawshank Redemption. Get busy living, get busy dying.
That's it, man. And, I just totally brain farted on that thought.
All right, guys, so that's the show.
My God. Dude, I'm so ADD. I was like, and I am legit, was diagnosed in 1987 ADD. So,
mattered.
Back when it actually mattered. Could not sit still. So I am so easily distracted, which is not good in comedy. When you're like watching people getting their feedback. And you're right. If you can pick up on it.
Yeah.
But when you pick up on it and then it doesn't go good, then it really looks bad.
Then you turn into Dane Cook. Is that reference dated yet?
Okay. Yeah. But I guess when it comes to like getting back to the clean, dirty thing, for me, I have the view that communication is communication, rhetoric is rhetoric. These words have meaning, and as long as those are portrayed in the right way, then people leave comfortable and it's not offensive. You're not tearing people down. But man, you'd be surprised how many people hate that.
Man. I don't know, and probably because this is just where I was at when I was getting into comedy, like a lot of people, I've kind of subscribed to that the George Carlin mentality of like they're just words. It's about how you use them.
Exactly.
You know, the word ass can mean two different things, you know. But at the same time, you know, you tell somebody to go fuck themselves and that's pretty crystal clear what you're talking about. And so I'm not one of those people like it's a weird time to be alive. I recognize that like, yes, the things you say can have an impact on other people's lives and you should be at least aware of that. But at the same time, I also believe that like that doesn't mean I should have to change what I'm saying to fit somebody, you know, because then it becomes, well, whose feelings matter more?
Right.
And I think we're in a point right now, especially as comedians, where that kind of thing affects our livelihood, essentially. You know, where's the balance?
It's almost like you got to speak different languages with different people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh crap, I got to be super clean right here, but I know I can be myself here.
Exactly.
Like, it should be like that.
And that's called reading the room, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're learning about the fundamentals of stand-up comedy on Mike Talks Funny. Well, no, it is. It's reading the room. It's like, does this room want me to go blue? Does this room want me to stay clean? Is political humor going to work here? Probably not. This is Ohio.
Man, I have tried that and swung and missed so bad.
I don't even try anymore. I don't feel safe trying it anymore.
You would think that by now Trump jokes would be heavily accepted, but my God, are they not? At this point, it's just like starting a civil war almost.
It doesn't even matter. Like I've seen people. I did a show one time, and the guy before me did a bunch of Trump jokes, and nobody was feeling it. So the guy after him was like, "Well, let me try some Democrat jokes. Maybe it's a red room." And it's like people just don't want to hear it anymore. They don't care. They get enough of it on Facebook and the news, and they just don't care anymore.
That's like 100% of their life. And, you know, with all of these different avenues of media, it's in your face 100% of the time. That's why it's great. By the time they come in here, they don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
They want to turn that off, you know? They want to laugh and, hear a pretty good dick joke, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I have so many. That's like 5 minutes of my set. I can just talk. Anyway, yeah. Come see my shows to find out, folks. All right. Well, listen, man, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I threatened you with it earlier. We're going to do 3 minutes of rapid fire questions. All right, guys, stick around. We got a lot more with Theo, TJ, Theodore, Ted, Crookshank right after the break. Talking about movies is what Aaron Lopez does best.
We are talking about The Greatest Showman.
Thor Ragnarok.
Love, Simon. Hereditary.
With an army of special guests.
Jordan Lopez.
Aaron Brewer.
Jack Elliott.
My good friend Carly.
Special moments you don't want to miss.
The very first ever drunk drive-in.
We are more looking at the Oscar nominations.
So grab some snacks and a cold drink.
Let's all go to the lobby, refill your drinks.
Every Thursday.
Eventide Entertainment presents The Drive-In.
Hey guys, Mike here. You know, a lot of time and effort goes into this podcast, and I want you guys to be a part of the process. Become a supporter by going to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help this show get better and better. Get access to all kinds of awesome content like comedy show tickets, unedited interviews, live streams, and so much more. Once again, just go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy and help support the show. What's up, funny talkers? It's time for this week's Gem City Comedy Rundown. The Dayton Funny Bone will be hosting Mark Gregory Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 5 shows, 3 days. Just go to dayton.funnybone.com for tickets and info. Wiley's Comedy Club is proud to announce that comedy legend Haywood Banks will be headlining Friday and Saturday. That's 4 shows in 2 days. Just go to wileyscomedy.com or call 937-224-JOKE for tickets and info. And if you want to check out some of the great local amateur shows, Thursday night there are 2 open mics you can check out at either the Hookah Bazaar in Kettering or the Barrel House in downtown Dayton. That's it for this week's Gem City Comedy Rundown. And now, back to the show. Hey guys, we're back with Theodore, Theo, Ted, TJ, Crookshank, the third.
Just to be arrogant.
Esquire. We're just going to keep tagging him on there. And we are going to do 3 minutes of rapid fire questions. He's not ready. We don't want him to be ready. We want him on his toes and anxious. Let's do this. All right. 3, 2, 1. What was the last gift you gave someone?
Blowjob.
If you were to get rid of one state in the U.S., which would it be?
The state in which I gave that blowjob.
Who do you admire most?
God?
Are you a morning or night person?
I am a night person.
What is one thing you own you wish you didn't?
Man. I don't know. My dog? That's not lightning round quality, but
what's your biggest addiction?
Man, I'd have to say pride.
Okay. What celebrity annoys you the most?
Aziz. I hate to say it. I hate to say it. God, he just, he's funny. I love him, but he just, there's just something about that voice.
What's a nickname your parents used to call you?
Teddy bear.
Yes. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or talk to animals?
Talk to animals, of course.
Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is?
Hot.
Yeah. Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
Yes. Just on principle.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
10.
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Ooh, this is not fair. This is not fair, but totally have to say men.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
Never.
Not even when it's your party? That's
crickets,
what I thought.
Crickets.
Do you respect Kanye West?
No.
Godfather or Star Wars?
Godfather.
Are women complicated?
Yes.
Yeah, of course they are. Men aren't any better.
Way too much.
Would you rather eat stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
I'd rather have stale Sour Patch Kids.
Absolutely every day of the year. Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
No.
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
Yes.
Would you rather ask permission or beg forgiveness?
Beg for forgiveness.
Who would be a better best friend, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Would you eat a day-old taquito from Speedway?
Hell to the no.
Absolutely. Do you ever Instagram your food?
No.
Is Jimmy Kimmel funny?
No.
Oh, would you go to a movie alone?
He's entertaining. He's entertaining. He's entertaining. Qualification.
Would you ever go to a movie alone?
Yes, I would.
Are your grandparents mildly rude?
Oh, yeah. They're. Yeah.
What's the most boring thing ever?
I'd have to say saltine crackers.
If you were given an all-expense-paid trip to Cleveland, would you take it?
Yes.
All right, guys. That is...
Woo!
He did it. I haven't found a prize yet.
Yes.
I'm not blowing you.
Damn.
Theodore, TJ, Ted, Theo, Crookshanks. It's just going to be a thing now. It's just, if I ever have to introduce you again,
I'll just tell you, since
I'm
you're
doing.
Not staying around, can I tell you a little thing about the name?
Okay.
Okay, so my real name's Theodore.
Okay.
Right? So... Went by Teddy.
Okay.
Friends didn't call me Teddy. They call me Titty.
Oh.
This is true. This is, I'm not making this
okay.
up.
Okay.
This is sad. It is part of my thing. But.
Okay.
Crookshank went to Crackstank in high school.
Oh, man.
Now put them together.
Uh-huh. Titty.
Titty Crackstank.
Titty Crackstank.
Titty Crackstank. By the time I'm in high school, almost a grown man. Hey, Titty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
You got to leave the state to get away from that shit.
It just sticks. People still call me Titty.
That's funny.
I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
Hey, Titty.
And now it's recorded and on the record.
It is, yeah. But I get to think of a breast each time, so.
That's true.
Really.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm the winner in this situation.
And ass, if you really want to get weird about
That's
it.
That's really true.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
No. You an ass man? You an ass man or a boob man?
Ass.
Ass man. Right
ass,
on.
Totally.
Respect. Respect. Bad.
You?
Taking six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. That's how many boobs and butts I'd like to have in each hand. Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Mike Shea, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Everybody.
Check my website at MikeShayComedy.com.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug on my own fucking podcast. All right, cool.
It's never shameless.
Theodore Crookshank, thank you for coming on the
Thanks
show.
Thanks so much,
man.
I love it, dude.
Always good to have you, always good to see you, and have fun tonight up on stage.
Thanks, man. Let's keep doing this. And thanks for what you're doing, man.
Always trying. Always happy to help people any way I can, even if it means, you know, sacrificing time on my own show to have them come on and talk about their boob-related nicknames.
Yeah. Mad appreciation.
All right, man.
All right,
guys.
Brother.
Anytime. We got a lot more show around the corner, folks, so stick around. It's Mike Talks Funny. What makes a great radio show?
How about a host that knows his stuff?
Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon. Isn't that a fish?
You need guests with lots of class.
And dude, yeah. What's up with this mic? Did somebody have this mic under their armpit? Because it smells.
Willing to stick around even at the end of the world.
There will still be cans of SpaghettiOs laying
exactly,
around.
Exactly, and Twinkies.
Yep. Bam.
Yep.
And Keith Richards.
It's The Life with Don Smith. Tuesdays on WWSU 106.9 FM from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Fridays on the Eventide Entertainment podcast feed. Every week, join us for a brand new episode.
Keep doing a radio show because we are idiots.
Be there or be square. Hey guys, welcome back to Mike Talks Funny. We are just about out of time, but it would not be an episode of Mike Talks Funny if I did not share some awesome music with you guys out there. Now, these guys released an awesome album called Make Good Choices in 2018. The band is from right here in Dayton, Ohio. The song is called Miss Ohio. The band is the 1984 Draft. So sit back and enjoy.
Inside my doubt, I'd say goodbye. Oh, I'd pack up all my things for that white cloud in the sky. And I will leave Ohio before night. Goodbye, Miss Ohio.
Guys, that is going to do it for our show this week. A big thank you to the 1984 Draft for letting us share their music on the show. A huge thank you to Theo Cruikshank for coming on and talking with me and just letting me make fun of his name for a little bit. We'll be back again next week with a brand new episode, guys. Make sure you like and subscribe to this on all your platforms. Follow me on social media. Go to MikeShayComedy.com for more information. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Closed captioning of this program was brought to you by nobody. It's a podcast. Seriously, if you're deaf, why are you here?
Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney.
Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Introducing the new buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit at McDonald's.
We don't need that music.
Made with tender chicken.
Eh, let's lose the echo.
On a warm buttermilk biscuit.
Perfect.
The juicy simplicity of our buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit speaks for itself. Get it now for just $3 and get a $2 sausage McMuffin with egg or a $1 small hot coffee, all from the $1-$3 menu. Simply your breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.